Thank you for calling customer support. This is Vicky. How can I assist you?
Hello, Vicky. I'm calling in regards to reference number 7892.
Okay, sir. May I have your zip code so I can see if I can locate an account for you, please?
14489.
What's your first and last name, sir?
Lester Carr, C-A-R-R.
Okay, I have a Les Carr.
Yes, ma'am, that's me.
Okay, can you verify your shipping address for security purposes on your account, Mr. Carr?
1847 Foote, F-O-O-T-E, Road, Lyons, L-Y-O-N-S, New York, 14489.
Thank you very much for that information, Mr. Carr. One moment while your account pulls completely up. And how are you today, sir?
Not too bad. It was raining to be better, but it's all right. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm adequate. Thank you for asking, sir.
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
All right, Mr. Carr, I see where you responded to a sweepstakes, and it says the prize was a Craftsman toolbox. Now, I know you probably received a notification saying that you'd already won the toolbox and just pay the shipping and handling, but in actuality, Mr. Carr, it's a sweepstakes, and they bundled it with something called Bites Hub. That's a mobile food app, sir, that gives you tips on how to cut sugars and carb cravings out of your diet, but you have to
be
enrolled in that Bites Hub, Mr. Carr, in order to be in the sweepstakes to win the toolbox. Now, how would you like for me to proceed?
They charged me $59.89.
Right, and that was for that monthly membership for Bites Up, though they do offer it $20 a month. They offer it for $20 a month, but initially, yes, sir, they did charge you $59.89.
But as soon as I did it, ma'am, I realized it was a scam, and because I thought I was just getting something.
Right.
And as soon as I did it, I emailed them and said, cancel it. And they said, okay, we'll cancel it. They wrote me an email back saying, we'll cancel it. It was only be $5, not $59.
Okay, let me see.
I mean, it's been half an hour of doing it.
Okay. And it does say, actually, that it was turned off. However, when was this? Today? Let me see.
No, I
that
got
was
my
thing
from the bank today. Yeah, I
got you. I got you. Okay, hang on.
Save it for the bank.
Okay, hang
on
just a moment. Let me look at something else, too. And you did actually, well, it says it was 24 hours. Because it says this was done on the, hang on. Nope, you're right. It was the same day. Okay, sir.
Yes,
so how would you like for me to assist you today, Mr. Carr?
I'd like my money back.
Okay.
They said the $5 when they emailed. They said they're going to keep $5 because I did it. And I have no problem. $5,
right.
But not $59.89.
Exactly.
And that was kind of underhanded the way they did that, by the way.
And then they didn't refund anything at all. Though I'm going to refund this $59.89 in its entirety to you, Mr. Carr, just for the inconvenience. Because they told you they sir, they didn't refund anything. I don't know why they told you that and didn't do it, nor did they note it on your account. But I do see where you did call in the same day. And 9 times out of 10, when people call in and cancel the same day, they pretty much want a refund. That's like a no-brainer.
Yeah, exactly. They didn't tell me they were going to keep $5 at the email. I said that was fine.
They
but,
didn't put
I
that
mean,
in the
was,
notes, so I didn't keep anything. I returned it in its entirety, sir, back to your Visa card ending 0365. If that was the intention they had, they should have put it in the notes. I don't see it. I take your word for it. But just because of the inconvenience and the fact that they told you they were going to refund you and did not, I refunded it in full.
Well, you're a wonderful person. I appreciate that very much for understanding. This is one of the better phone conversations I've had in a long time.
Okay. All right, Mr. Carr, now I sent that money back again to Visa card ending 0365. I also sent you a refund confirmation email to car105@aol.com. Sir, you should get that email within the next 24 to 48 hours, 3 to 5 business days on your refund, sir. Is there anything else that I can assist you with today?
No, but I would like to tell you thank you again. This is the one that was just great working with you. I appreciate that very much. Thank you.
Yes, sir. My pleasure, Mr. Carr. Thank you for calling
you
customer
have a great day.
Support.
Yes,
you do the same, sir.
Yes,
stay safe, okay? Thanks for calling
yes,
customer
bye-bye.
Support. Bye-bye.
Bye.